Learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Vav and Mebeis. The Mishnah says, "Karis and Megillah v'sabra Hashana, Karin Noisa Bad Hasheni, Eimin Ad Rishna Ad Hasheni, L'Kriyas and Megillah Matanis Le'Avyonim." He read the Megillah, and then it was the Sabra Hashana, so he ended up reading it in Ad Rishon. You have to read it again in Ad Hasheni. There's no difference in Ad Rishon and Ad Hasheni, only Kriyas and Megillah Matanis Le'Avyonim, which have to be done B'Dafka B'Sheni. And the Gemara first says, "Holin Yisayder Parshia Zeviz Hashavin." The legami of the Dalit Parshiyos, Shkolim, Zachar, Parin, Chaydish, Zev is Eshavin. So Taisa says, what does it mean, Zev is Eshavin? Taisa says, Shemkara Dalit Parshiyos v'Adar Rishon, Shadayim l'yedim shetzirichim l'aber, Uvah Zachar Ibu Rashana, Ein Tzarech l'kreisa v'Adar Hasheni. That by Dalit Parshiyos, if you read it Adar Rishon, because they didn't know they were going to be Ma'abed Hashana. And after you read them, they were Ma'abed Hashana, then you don't have to read them again v'Adar Hasheni. So Taisa's mashma that even on the tzad that Dalit Parshiyos Zev is Eshavin, which is the das of the Tanakama, Reb Shimon Gamliel argues by Dalit Parshiyos, that's only if you read the Parshiyos before the Ma'abed Hashana. If you read the Parshiyos after the Ma'abed Hashana, even with the Eved in that Yetzah, and you have to read them again by Adar Sheni. And as I state in the Rosh is Nir Eloi Masseifa Aresha Kaima, that Dalit Parshiyos Zev is Eshavin is going on the Resha. The Reisha says, Karis and Megillah, when it's Abra Hashana, then by Megillah, the Alach is, you read it over B'Sheni, but by Dalit Parshiyos, the Alach is, Yeyetze B'Rishayn. That was in the case of Karis and Megillah, when it's Abra Hashana, then Ein Bein Ad Rishon Ad Hasheni, Elamikra Megillah Matanis Avyanim, but say the Parshiyos not. But if it's Abra Hashana before Ad Rishon, then Ad Rishon, before you read the Megillah, before you did the Abra Parshiyos, if it's the Abra Hashana before you did the Abra Parshiyos, then Adar Rishon is Kamay Shvat. Then it's like Shvat. So he's Zichanat Yetzel. And he says it's not Mistabra that by all Shana Mabarish you should read the Parshiyos in both others. So it seems that Taisus and the Rosh names on that it's not possible to say that you could be Yetzel with either other. That's not possible. The only thing is that if you read it, and at that time it was the correct Adar, because it wasn't a Sar Barshan yet, so you read it in the correct Adar. But afterwards, then it became the Lamafrei, it's not the correct Adar. It was a Sar Barshan, so Lamafrei, the Adar you read, and it became Adar Rishon. Then we say a Chilak. If I'm a Gilu, I guess, which is more Chamer. So Mahmu is saying, you know, it can't be Yetzir by Adar Rishon. So even if at the time you read the Megillah, it wasn't Adar Rishon, it was regular Adar, and only afterwards it turned Lamafrei into Adar Rishon, you're not Yetzer. Now, Sheikhan Abba Parishes, not as Chomer. So, Mela, hey, Yes, at the time you read it, that was the correct Adar. So, Mela, we say, we're not going to passel you Kriya Lamafrei. That's the Chayat Taiz in Russia learning the Gemara. The Rishonim bring your Yerushalmi, which Anna Havin and Megillah, it's also that way. That the Pshat is that the only way, only time you're not Yetzer Megillah, but Adar Rishon, is if you read the Megillah afterwards in Sabra Hashanah. But if you read the Megillah before it's the Sabra Hashana, so since at that time it was the correct Adar, you ate it. But then the Yerushalmi says the Mishnah is mefurish not that way. Well, it's right to understand the Yerushalmi's Havimina. And the Mishnah says, Karis Megillah Adar Rishon v'nei Sabra Hashana. Clearly, mashma that it was the Sabra Hashana after you read the Megillah, but you still carry an Eisab Adar Sheni. Balkapani, if you see this chilik, Yerushalmi clearly is discussing this chilik, that it's possible to say that something you're not Yates in Adar Rishon, but if you read it before they were Ma'abed the Shana, then you are Yetzim Adar Rishon. So that's what Taiz and the Rosh learn by the Dalit Parshiyos, Yitaka not Yetzim Adar Rishon. But if you read the Dalit Parshiyos before the Sabra Shana, that's the only time Yetzim Adar Rishon. Now the Rosh says that when it says V'shavim behesed v'taynish asurim b'zeh, also means only if they weren't in Ma'abed the Shana. But what's the case? His case is you read the Megillah on Yudalit, and that day on Purim, after you read the Megillah, they decided to Ma'abed Hashana. So then, I guess the rest of the day is also Ma'abed V'tainis. Kach nearly lefarish Hashita, but let's say it was a Shana Mubaris before Purim, so then Adar Rishon there's no Issa Ma'abed V'tainis. Now that's an interesting thing. See, the Rosh has a problem here. If you're going to say that Adar Rishon is Mamish Shvat if they were Ma'abed before, so why is it also Ma'abed V'tainis? And you can't say that the Issa Hesbe V'tainis is only if you Ma'abir it later, because then B'Shaitai, of course it was Asa Hesbe V'tainis, they didn't know they were going to Ma'abir it. And what's in the Negei afterwards if Lemafrei was us about the time, this might have a hava. So that's why the Rosh says the answer, that it means that Ma'arbet on Yud Dalet, after you read the Megillah, and telling you a chiddush, it's also b'esav v'tainis for the rest of the day. You have to say, even though now it already turned into Shvat, so why do you have to keep esav v'tainis for the rest of the day? Teretz is, since you started off the day v'isser, and you read the Megillah, so you're still mechuyev to continue the esav v'tainis today, you only consider it Shvat starting from tomorrow. But Al Kopanim Lefizat will come out, the Bezman Hazeh was Zichanis Abed before. In the days of the Mishnah, where they would decide every year if they were going to Ma'abrid or not, then you could have a case with Ma'abrid after Purim or during Purim. But these days, where everything, all the Yiburim were figured out Mitchila, so all the time it's a Sabbath beforehand. So well, there should not be an Issa Hesbid V'tainis then, on either Rishon Bezman Hazeh. And the emphasis, as they state in the Maram, brought in the Mordechai Simon Tavshim Peidal, and Rabbeinu Simcha also says, it's brought in the Gais Maimonis, Hilchus Megillah Perek Be'ezai Shin. So that's one shot in the Gemara, that the Issa Hesbid V'tainis was only when it was Nisabra on Purim, not if it was Nisabra before. But the Rambam, and other Rishayim, the Torah brings the Smag, and the Be'ezai, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ran, comma, other Rishayim say Mefurish, not that way, that there is an Issa Hesbid V'tainis today. And the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafresh Sadek Zayin, the last Simon in Aruch Chaim, he brings the Dasa Ishrim Bistam, and he brings the Dasa Rosh, and the Maram, Nevenu Simcha, which hold that there is no Issa Hesim V'tainis Mizman Ezeh Ba'adavishin, because the whole Issa is only when it wasn't the Sabbath Hashan yet, he brings that B'Shem the Yeshayman, and the Ramah says, the Minigus Kisvar Rishayna to Aser. Now the Rosh Yosef says that if you're going to learn that way, that there is a hesiv, is a is hesiv v'tainis, even though it was a sabbath beforehand. So who would then legabe dalet parshis? You'll have to learn that way also. That the pshat in the Gemara is, if somehow, even though it was a sabbath shana, they decided to do the dalet parshis by adirishin, they'll yaitzib the evet, and they don't have to read it again by adirsheni. But taisus l'charis sheinish dazay. You could learn that way in the Rishayim. You could learn that way in the Rambam. There's no reason not to learn the Gemara that way. Even though Taiz and the Rosh doesn't learn that way, but you could learn that with the Eved, it works Barishan even if it was already in the Sabra Hashanah. But Taiz's, but Dalet Parashi said like the Rosh, like we explained, that Taiz said like the Rosh, that the Pshat by Dalet Parashi, Zev Zashavin, means if you read the Amde Parashis, Ba'ad the Rishan, Shadayin lo yoydin shetzvichin la'aver. That's what Taiz learns with the Dalet Parashis. And still Taiz is Mavur, the next Taiz, that there isn't Issa Hesiv V'tainis Mizman Hazeh, because Taiz discusses, is there a Chiv Mishnah V'Simcha? He brings Yesh Na'ikim, there is a Chiv Mishnah V'Simcha, and he says, no, the Gemara only says there's an Issa Hesiv V'tainis, but he says, there is no Chiv Mishnah V'Simcha, but clearly Taiz is discussing Mizman Hazeh, and Taiz is saying there's an Issa Hesiv V'tainis. So we have to know Pshat, why is it, Lagabi Dalet Parashis, Taiz is assuming Adarishan's out? Impossible. But Lagabi Hesiv V'tainis, Taiz is saying, that there is an Issa Hesiv V'tainis by Adarishan, even though it was already in the Saber. What's the chiluk? Why isn't the Rosh Yosef right? And also, the emesis is another kasha, which we're going to explain soon. By Dalet Parashis, the Gemara is mavur, that l'chachila b'rishin, I mean l'chachila b'sheni, v'mavad b'rishin avad. But the Gemara is mavur that there is no tzad to read it both times, both b'rishin and b'sheni. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds b'dafka sheni, and the Kama holds that l'chachila is b'sheni, but b'rishin yetzu b'rishin. And Rav Lezer Rabbi Yossi holds. Now forget, it's B'davka Rishon, but no one holds twice. And by Hesiv V'tainis, it sounds like they're both Asa. There's an Issa Hesiv V'tainis both on Adar Rishon and on Adar Sheni. So what's the pshat in that? Why is that that B'dalet Parashis, you only read it once, the Shailas Rishon or Sheni, and that's the Chayel Kol Rishonim, and Hesiv V'tainis, it's Asa both times. And according to the Rosh, it's not Shver, because the whole Issa Hesiv V'tainis is because you didn't know yet it's Adar Rishon. And nearly have to finish it the Isser. But according to the Rishayim, hold it, it's Taka Asa even Mizman Hazeh, that means both days are Asa. Why are both days Asa? What's the difference between Hesiv V'tainis and Dalet Parashis and Megillah? So we'll discuss that soon. But Nachum, we have two kashas. Then according to Taisis and Mavur, that Lagabit Dalet Parashis is only in the case where you read it before is the Sabra Hashana, and by Hesiv V'tainis he says it even Mizman Hazeh, which is after Sabra Hashana. And the second kasha is, even if you're going to say by Dalet Parashis it's negay even after Yom Ha'avir Hashanah, but Dal Parash is no din to read it both. The din is lechatchila b'sheni, and b'di'evid b'rishin. Why is Hesed v'tainis the din that both are us? So, the Taisis, the Vimasu Ablezer B'yasi, brings a yesh na'igim to make mishtav v'simcha on Yidalim and Tesvav of Adarishin. Now he says the Mishnah is mashman that way, because the Mishnah says, Eim bein Adarishin la'ad Hashanah mikam gil v'tainis l'avyenim, and that would sound like for other halachas, like mishtav v'simcha, Zev is Eshavin, so you'd make Mishnah v'simcha who would then an Adarishin. And Taisis says, Lani here, Taisis disagrees, because the Gemara says only in Hesed v'tainis Zev is Eshavin. The Gemara clearly says Hesed v'tainis. Why did the Gemara say Mishnah v'simcha? Taisis says Mishnah v'simcha, they're not Shavim, and Mishnah v'simcha is Dafka din an Adarishin. And he says, V'chein alocha, dein sorg lach, malasis Mishnah v'simcha b'Adarishin. That's what Taisis passes to Alocha l'maisa. Now, the Ran holds like the Yeshna again, that there is a chiyuv mishtav v'simcha ma'adavishin, and there are paiskim that hold that way. So come at this three shittas. The Rush, like we said before, and the Maram and the Rebbeinu Simcha hold that there's not even a nisa hesed v'tainis. And the whole Gemara is talking about when it was before it was nisabit, but today it's always after it's nisabit, there's no din hesed v'tainis. Taisis, and the Rambam also holds the way another Rishayim hold, there is a nisa hesed v'tainis, but Taisis holds there's no chiyuv mishtav v'simcha, there's no chiyuv suda. And the Ran, another place, well, there is a Chiyuv Suda. Like we said, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Issa Hesed V'tainis V'stam and the Rosh B'Shem the Yeshayim. It doesn't bring any Chiyuv Mishtav V'Simcha. The Ramon brings the Yeshayim Shechayiv Mishtav V'Simcha. And he writes She'en Minikain, Eliyab Ksas V'Suda. And he says V'tayiv Leiv Mishtav Tamit. Mishtav V'Simcha is always a good thing. So the Ran says that Taisis is Medayik in the Gemara, that it says, Hol in Hesed V'tainis Evesh Hashavin. Well, you know that the Issa Hesed V'tainis is learned from Mishnah V'Simcha. It's a Gemara, literally on Daf Ha'amid Beis, Simcha Malamit Shasub Hesed, Mishnah Malamit Shasub V'tainis. And Issa Tainis means a Chiyav Suda. As I Zakhtaran. So that's why he passes Karvadav Agam Kenshoel Harbis B'Suda B'Yadal B'Rishim. So the Ran's asking a Gevaldik Akash Antasis. How can the Chal between Mishnah V'Simcha and Hesed V'tainis, when the din of Hesed V'tainis is learned out from Mishnah V'Simcha? Now the Gain, and we're going to speak about this a little more by Riches in Siman Tavkaf Samech Ches, he says that really all the Dinei Purim, you learn out from this Pasuk B'chol Shana V'Shana, that it's only on Adar Sheni, not on Adar Rishon. So why is there this Hesed V'tainis not Mitzad Dinei Purim? Mitzad the din of Megillas Tainis. Just like the Gemara said, that Megillas Tainis Be'etzim Mitzad Purim, that Yaris, the Gemara laid early on that famous days, that by Ayaris is Yudalad, and Krachim is Tezov. And the Gilas Tainis that brings Yemi Purim in the Dolomismin Lelothanabayim is to tell you, Lasser Shalzab is that both Krachim and Mukavim as the Issa Hesu Vatainis are both Yudalad and Tezov. So Megillas Tainis then gave Adarishin also. Purim is only Adarsheni. But Megillas Tainis and also all the other dates in Adar, which is Megillas Tainis, there's other dates that it says that there's an Issa Hesed V'tainis and Adar, they mean both Adars. Megillas Tainis is both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, and that's the Pshat and Taisus, that the Issa is both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, not Mitzad Dinei Purim, but Mitzad Megillas Tainis. But really, L'chayah, we could say a little bit more. Because L'chayah, the Ran's also Shver. What's Taka the Chilik between Mikra Megillah and Chiyav Suda? If Mikra Megillah, we learn that from the din of Mekol Shana V'Shana, that Mikra Megillah is only on the Adar Asamach L'Shvat, or we pass in the Adar Asamach L'Nisan. You learn that from Hashenis, or the Svar of Mismach Gula L'Gula. But that's a din from Mechal Shana V'Shana, and it's only on Adar Sheni. So why is Suda different? L'chaya, the Pesukim, they could talk about Yemei Mishnah V'Simcha. You have Niskarim V'Nasim, Iskish Iskir La'asiya. So what's Pshat? The Pesukim are only talking about Megillah, and they're not talking about Mishnah V'Simcha. What's Pshat in that? Sepala. So I saw in the Turim Megillah Geshmak Esmar, and this is going to help us out with the sugya, that when you have something which is a chiyuv gavra, and there's a chiyuv of the mensch to celebrate Purim every year, and when do you celebrate Purim? On the date of Purim. So then there's no din to do with both adars, even though they're both adar, but there's a chiyuv gavra to celebrate, so you pick the date which is most roy to be the date of Purim, whether it's Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. They're both considered adar. But there's no reason to do it twice. You do it once. When do you do it? On the date, either by Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. You have to decide which one, but not twice. Masha'en Kain, Mishnah V'Simcha, the Ran holds, it's not the Pshat that's a Chiyuv Gavra to do it once a year. Mishnah V'Simcha, the Yom is Mechayiv. The fact that it's this yom that happened this nes, that's mechayim of the Mishnah v'simcha. Mikra Megillah, zechiv to say over the nes once a year. When do you do it? On the day that it happened. Well, which is called the date, Adarishan Adarshani, decide what's the most appropriate one. But Mishnah v'simcha, the pshat is the yom, the date that happens mechayim. They're both considered the date that it happened. Adarishan is Adar, and Adarshani is Adar. They're both Adar. So they're both mechayim Mishnah v'simcha. That's the svar. That's the key to the sugya. If the pshat is there's a mechayev on the mensh, and which day to do it is like the tnai when to do it, then you only do it once. But if the pshat is the yom is mechayev, so the yom, both adarishan and adarshani's yom is mechayev. And lechay you have to say the svar lefidimah. What else is the svar? Why the mikra megillah do you do it once and mishnah v'simcha you do it twice? Elamai is asvar. So if that's correct, so then Taisus is very light. Taisus Mishnah v'Simcha also is a din of the Gavra. He's supposed to read Megillah and make a Purim Suda once a year on the date, which is the date, the most appropriate date. Mivaskan Adesheni. So Machalik is Tanam, Mivaskan Adesheni. But Hesed v'Tainus, that's Taka the Yayim Mechayev. The Issa Hesed v'Tainus, that's a din the Yayim. The Yayim of the Nes is Mechayev and Issa Hesed v'Tainus. The Chiv Kumva say Das Achiv Gavra. Chiv Gavra is once a year. The Din Shev Al Tasa, that shine, the Yom is Mechayev that, and Memela, it's both Adarishan and Adarshani. So Memela, that could be the Teretz to the Kasha, what's the Chil Kesev Atayinus and Dalet Parashius? That Kol Kamet, it's the Chiv on the Gavra, and the Chiv do it once a year, so you can't say B'dyevid Yetzir B'rishan. We have to pick a date, and that date is Ma'akev B'dyevid. That's what Taisus and the Rosh hold me Misvara, that you can't say you can do it either day. It has to be one day. So the only case where Yetzer, the Dalet Parashius, is when at the time of the Dalet Parashius, it was the right date. And then later it became always the right date, so if the Dalet Parashius were Mekel, since B'shaita was the right date. But Hesed V'tainus, that's not a Chiyiv Gavra. That's the Yom Mechayiv. Skutz are both Yom Mechayiv. And Mele the Hesed V'tainus on both days. Now there's a sugya, which is very negay our sugya. A sugya in the Peskin, which is negay to our sugya. The Shailas, the three sheetas in the Peskin, and then the gay had a learn about a sugya. And the shaila is, somebody who dies in Adar and a Shana Pshuta, and it comes a Shana Uberis, the Peskin discuss when should he fast, the din of fasting on a Yartzeit, Chaitzos in the gay, other praving a Yartzeit, saying Kaddish, Ukadayim, but the Peskin are discussing fasting. When do you fast? There are three sheetas when you fast. Person dies in a regular Adar, and now it's a Shana Uberis, the three sheetas when you fast. The Beis Yosef, Simon Tavkov Samaches, brings them a revile that says you fast on Adar Sheni, and the Zikir Rais and the Sugin Adarim Dav Samach Kimmel, which you're not going to be marich about that Sugin, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. Simon Tavkov Samaches Siftes, that someone who dies Adar Rishon, someone dies in Adar, you fast Adar Sheni. And the Levush is Mas, because Adar Sheni is the real Adar. And how do you know? Because Purim is Adar Sheni. So Adar Sheni is the real Adar, so someone who dies in Adar, you make the Yartzer Adar Sheni. Shuma Sedeshin, Simon Reish Tzadik Dal says, Vakert, you make an Adarishan. Why? Because the Gemara has a Machlokes here. If you read the Megillah Berishan or B'Sheni, and the Gemara says, Bishleim Reb Lezer Reb Yesi, Tamas, M'Shemeim Evin El Mitzis, Elamai Tamad Reb Shimon Gamliel. So it says, Mismach Gula Gula Adif. And then the Gemara brings another thing, he has a Pasuk Hashenis. So those time about Megillah. By Megillah is Geula, so Mismach Gula Gula Adif. Megillah you have Hashenis. There's no mismach gula legula. So meila, you have the parshat neveim efrin al mitzvah. So you do a berishin. That's a chumas edeshin svar. Chayish da'akataina. And the Ramah brings this in Simon Tavkov Samaches Siftas, and he says yesh mechmirim timasana both days, which is the meril. And the Magen Avraham and the Goyin say that avadi shemasana both days. Why? Because the Gemara is mashu without a pasuk. You do Purim both days. And that's the Gemara that B'chol Shana V'Shana, it's Gemara really a little bit more clear on Dev Zayinim and Aleph, that you need B'chol Shana V'Shana to tell you that it's only one day. And without B'chol Shana V'Shana, you make Purim both days. And he also says Megillas Tainus is also both days. The Yom, or the days, he brings a Raya from the Lashon of Megillas Tainus, that the days of Megillas Tainus that were sent under meant both others. So Mele Vayyartza, you do both. They're both Adar, so you do Yartzeit, you fast both days. And the Gaon is maskim to the Magen Avraham mikayach these rayas. The only thing about the Gaon that I mamish b'shumayif and can't understand is that the Gaon seems to be saying, unless I'm reading it wrong, I looked a few times, that according to Tanna Kamma, you read the Megillah on both Adars. And Dalet Parashis also is both Adars. Which I don't understand how he could say that. The Tanna Kamma says, Ein ben Adar Rishon Adar Sheni l'mikra Megillah. So you see, by Mikra Megillah, there is Ben Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. If you're reading by both of them, so by Mikra Megillah is right, there's no Chalak Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. So, if the Mishnah is the Tanna Kamma, it says Ein Ben. I mean, the Brisa also says, Kol HaMitzvos HaNoyegos B'Sheni, Noyegos B'Rishon Chutz Mikra Megillah. What's the Chutz Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is Noyeg B'Rishon, just like it's Noyeg B'Sheni. And say the parashas also, the Gemara says, when it says, say the parashas, the Gemara says, the Chachila B'Sheni, the other B'Rishon Ovid. Not that you do it both. I don't understand. That much I'm getting from the Goyim, which the Magen Avraham says also very clearly, that L'chayda, tining very good. If it wouldn't be for the pasuk B'chal Shana V'Shana, so then Megillah would be both days. And you see the Hesper V'Tainus is Takas of both days. So the Yod said also has to be both days. So how do we miyasha this kasha, this galdin kasha among Avraham and the Gro? So in the Etzim Kasha from Hesiv Atainis, we already said it there. So Hesiv Atainis, the Yom is Mechayiv, and that's why it's both days. Masha'en Kain, by Mikra Megillah, the reason why it's not both is because of the Chiyiv Gavra. So you could say by Tainis Yartzayin also, that the Tainis of Yom Shemes Be'ov is like a Chiyiv Gavra. Not pshat that the Yom Shemes Be'ov alone is Mechayiv Atainis. No. The pshat is, a mensch has to go Prav Yartzayin once a year. When does he prav the Yartzeit? On the Yom Shemes Be'yaviv. When is the Yom Shemes Be'yaviv? You don't do both, because he only has to prav it once a year. You do the one that's most pasuk, the Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, to be called the Yom Shemes Be'yaviv. Like the svara we said by Mikra Megillah. But what do you do with the fact that the Gemara Lechari needs the pasuk b'chol shana v'shana, because without the pasuk you would say it would be both days? So I'll tell you two possible truths. And one's a true heaven. Hell, there's not pshat that you would do it both days. You'd be yates of both days. Without b'chol shana v'shana, you'd be yates of both adars. So that would stim. That would stim with the shittas that hold that it's yishin, or the shittas holds v'sheni. We're going to discuss the machlekes in that. But it could be it's not likuva. It could be if you did it, even the ones that held v'sheni, if you did it v'rishin, it'd be good enough. Even the one that holds that you did it that v'rishin, if you missed the v'rishin, you could do it v'sheni. Megillah is a new pasuk b'chol shana v'shana, it's ma'akiv only one. V'chol shana v'shana is dafka this adar, so to his dafka this adar, but which one? So that's a machlokes. Do you say em avir nal mitzvahs? Do you say mes magula gula? Or do you say ashenis? But without v'chol shana v'shana, not the pshat you do both. The pshat is either one you'd be yitzu with. That would be a good pshat. Why? So on the Chassam Seif, he has a tshuva on this in Siman Kuf Samach Gimel. He says that ain't a chinami. We wouldn't know, mate. Maybe Yitaka would do Megillah both. But once we see that Megillah wasn't Niskan to do both, so Miskenin of Spoinin, he says, that Anshei Kesedel decided, and Stel Devek, that when you have a din to do something other, you only do one. So Mela, you learn from all mitzvahs, you only do it in one other. B'chol Shana V'Shana is not a svar dafka for Megillah. B'chol Shana V'Shana is anything that's negay at the other. You only do one. Aye, so what about Hesiv V'Tainis? Yes, so he says because it's not a midah the tircha. And we said, if it's a mulam de shavart, that there's a chilek if it's a chayv is gavra, a chayv is ayay. Now, once we're going to say they only do it once, because whatever the svar is, also chayv is gavra, or we say Luna from Megillah only do it once, and Hesiv V'Tainis is different because it's not a tircha. But which one do you do it? So as we said, the machlekes, Amri Vail, and the, says that you do it Adar Sheni, and that's how the Mechaba paskins. And the Chumash Hadeshin says you do Adar Rishon, that's how the Rama paskins. And the Chumash Hadeshin Tain is very good, because the only reason why Megillah is Adar Sheni is because Mismu Gula Gulo, because of Hashenis. Vashayin Kain. Here, the Chayish should have the Svar of Eim Avir and Alamitsis. So what's Taka the Svar for the Paiskim that hold you do it Adar Sheni? So the Chassam Sefer says, that could be a have a svar v'gnumi penus aloy mekdeminon. And he says the Maril beferish bavarns it, and he says the yartzeit is not called peronius, it's just the inyan of tsar. And the Chassam Sefer says, I don't understand, Tisha B'Av also, you could say it's not peronius, it's just the inyan of tsar. Now the chayikim mechalik, because Tisha B'Av is taka a churban because of averis, yartzeit not necessarily. But that's what he says. But lemaisa, like we spoke out, but the Levush says that Adar Sheni is the real Adar, because you see perms in Adar Sheni. And l'chayyur that's fair. The Gemara is mashma. Even Purim wouldn't be adasheni because of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. It's only because you have another svar of Mismat Gula Gula Adif. But the emphasis of Levush is really a taisis. The taisis in the Darim of Samal Gimel Midbeis also says, the Gemara is discussing which Adas will Adu l'gab in the Darim l'gab Ishtaris. And taisis says that adasheni is the Ikka because Megillah and Purim is Vesheni. L'chayyur the Gemara here says it's only as a svar of Mismat Gula Gula. Or Hashemis. So I'm saying from the beginning of the tshuva, throws in this svar that even if Purim is adesheni because of a svar which is negated to Purim, but that also could be an avekshtel of the anshek yesekdel, and that from now on, adesheni is the real adar, and not adivishin. And you say that b'chol atayru kula. So that explains the three svars. The Magen Avraham and the Gaon are going with the svara that if it wouldn't be for Mezundik Zeres HaKasav by Purim, you do both. Is mainly you do both. But now we were saying, that even like the Ksam Sefer says, that for Keret, you learn out from Purim that you don't do both, or we said over from the Turi Evan, that by Purim, it's not Pshat you would do both, the Pshat is you'd be Yetzer with both. So Mela, by Purim also you wouldn't do both. And we said the Chilton Hesed V'tainis and Mikra Megillah. But then, on the side you don't do both, you have the Chum Zadesh and Svar Vem Avir and Alamitzis. And you have the other svara, either mevek the musafur lamek the minan, and that's why it's the second day. But more pashit, the pshat is that even though emavin amisus would have been a svara to say that Purim is adarishin, and then it'll be a vegeshtal that adarishin is the real adar. But hint that we have this magul lagula that makes Purim adarsheni, that becomes a vegeshtal that adarsheni is the real adar. Now I saw a kasha that by bar mitzvah we say it's adarsheni. The Ramah says it. The Ramah who says that by yartz it's adarishin. He says in Siman Nun Hey Sif Yud in Arachayim, Mishanel Abad of an Asa Mitzvah Bishnasa Ibe Nasa Mitzvah Adar Sheni. If someone's born in Adar, in Ashad Abshuta, and his Bar Mitzvah is Bishnasa Iber, he only becomes Bar Mitzvah Adar Sheni. So what's the chilik between Bar Mitzvah and Yartzeit? By Yartzeit, the Ramah says Adar Rishon, and by Bar Mitzvah, the Ramah says Adar Sheni. Now the emphasis is, if you look, the Paiskim here bring the Sugya, Paiskim by Yartzeit bring the Sugya here in Megillah, they also bring the Sugya in the Darim of Samach Gimel, and they're both discussing which is the real Adar. The Paiskim by Mitzvah B'chalda bring these Sugyas. They bring a Sugya in Erichin that says that Malay Slashana Tumima, that in order to have a year, the Iber is considered part of the year. And the B'chalda bring from the Sugya in the Darim or the Sugya in Megillah. What's Taka the Chilik? So I think it's partial. I think by Mitzvah and Yartzeit a Chalik Beki Yisaidina. Yartzeit is totally on the date, the Yom of the Chodesh. Both dates are Adar. The Shaila is, which date? When you have the date of Adar, which is the date of the Adar? The Adar of Shana Pshuta, which is the date of the Adar of Shana Pshuta by Shana Muderes? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? Or both. And that's where you have the three Shitas and the discussion and how you learn the Gemara like we explained. Purim's Bar Mitzvah, I mean, is not Bechalma totally on the date. Doesn't matter what date he was born. It's not the birthday. Bar Mitzvah is when 13 years pass by. 13 years didn't pass by until the Shnasa Iber. You see, Bar Mitzvah, the Magen Avraham declares that even if he was born in Adar Sheni, I'm sorry, even if he was born in Adar Rishon, he has to wait till Adar Sheni. By Yartzeit, that's Pashit. If someone died in Adar Rishon, by Shnasa Muveres, it's Adar Rishon. That was the date. By Bar Mitzvah, the Magen Avraham Taka declares to say you have to wait till Adar Sheni. Why? Because since last year it was the Pshana Pshuta, so the 13th year has to be with the Shnasa Iber. That says, he was born in Adar Ishan. He was 1 year old and the Shana Pshuta. From the Shana Pshuta, 12 years don't pass till Adar Sheni. So it doesn't matter what the date of the birthday is, it matters the years pass. Good, we don't necessarily pass like the Magen Avraham. If he was born in Adar Ishan, so then it's considered, it could be that the Shaila, the Magen Avraham, and how he paskin is, that 1 year, Tak, you have to wait till Adar Sheni. But 13 years from Adar Rishon is Adar Rishon, not Adar Sheni. But either way, Zangach has a whole different shmooz. It's not a shmooz what date it is. The date's not negay. The shmooz is you need this amount of years to pass by. And that's Pashit, by Adar Rishon, the year didn't pass by. In order for the year to pass by, it has to be Adar Sheni. That's the Chilti of a Mitzvah and Yartzeit.